News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
In Ukraine, at least 34 people are dead and dozens more, over 100 are injured following a Russian attack on the city of Sumy in Ukraine, the worst strike so far this year. And I'm joined from Ukraine now by journalist Emmanuel Chase. Good morning to you, Emmanuel. Tell us, first of all, the situation on the ground, please.
Good morning. Well, you've said it. This is the deadliest attack since the beginning of the year for Ukraine. And also, you know, it's also an attack that just adds on to many others, especially since March 11th. Why do I talk about this date? Because that's the moment the US had made a proposal for a ceasefire and Ukraine had agreed to a ceasefire, provided that Russia would do the same. But since that day, Russia has been attacking Ukraine every day. And that's just the latest, and it's been really traumatizing here for the population to yesterday on Palm Sunday realize that the city center of Sumy had been attacked. It is a densely populated area. There are children among the victims, two of them dead, 11 injured among this over 100 people injured. You've mentioned 34 people died. There's also a musician who was playing at the Philharmonic in Sumy who has been identified as one of the victims. So, of course, here the population is still under shock. And also, you know, Ukrainians wake up day after day to similar attacks. And there's a day of mourning that has been declared in Sumy, in neighboring regions, and a lot of sadness today for Ukraine.
I'm sure. I know President Zelensky has said that this is, you know, in terms of what the Russians have done, that they are scoundrels, it would be his words. It seems quite a benign word, but I'm sure that something was lost in translation. The Ukraine position here, where do they feel that they have to go? The US keeps saying they're talking about peace, but they don't appear to be particularly hard on Russia in any of this, although they have criticized this particular strike.
Yes, exactly. This is a matter of concern for Ukraine because Ukraine, as I said, keeps on being attacked every day. We've seen also last night there wasn't even time to just recover from this attack. And Zaporizhia has been attacked, Kharkiv has been attacked, Odessa has been attacked by Russian drones. So it's never ending. And at the same time, Kyiv has to come to a table of negotiations with the US, which so far aligns with Russia in terms of the Kremlin's goals in Ukraine. Russia hasn't conceded anything. We've heard the U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff also suggesting that a peace would be quicker achieved if ownership of the four illegally occupied regions came to Russia. So we see there's a lot of worry here in Ukraine as to the position of the U.S. Yeah. Because so far, Kyiv seems to be pushed into a ceasefire that would have no advantage for Ukraine.
Yeah, and that I presume is of significant worry, that the US, who say they're trying to mediate a peace, appear to be on the Russian side, as it were.
Yes, and that's also why I'd say that President Zelensky uses very strong words when he talks about such attacks. You know, this attack on Sumy happens just 1 week after we've seen 20 people dead on a playground has been hit by a Russian missile in Zelensky's native city of Kryvyi Rih. So Ukrainians have to deal with such strikes every day. And now we really see the Ukrainian president calling for his allies to secure the Ukrainian sky, to give more means for air defense, because seen from Ukraine, there's really no will on Russian side to tone down those attacks, to even reach a partial ceasefire, which could see, for example, a halt on strikes on civilian infrastructures or on civilians themselves. You know, I was in Sumy city just 2 weeks ago. I walked those exact same streets that have been impacted, and I was taking pictures of buildings, telling my colleagues, you know, I'm taking those pictures because I don't know if I come back in 2 weeks' time, if the city will still be standing. And that's the sad reality here in Ukraine. like nobody is safe, and also no city is safe. And Sumy has the misfortune, I would say, to lie only 30 kilometers away from the Russian border, which makes it very difficult for the Ukrainian air defense to intercept any missile that would be sent, from right across the border. And that's really impacting the civilians here, first of all.
Emmanuel Chase, Ukrainian-based journalist, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.